Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri. If you are new to Beyond the Uniform, welcome. The goal here is to help military veterans and their families succeed in their civilian career. We do that on Monday and Thursday, usually by interviewing military veterans about various career paths, what they do, how they got there, and advice for other veterans seeking to do the same. If you're listening to this, you've arrived at one of our Saturday episodes, which is Behind Beyond the Uniform. This is a much less structured, much less formal, and more of a monologue where I share one part of professional thoughts that are just kind of haphazard based on the week, and then one part personal thoughts. This one is going to be almost exclusively the professional thoughts. I've had four different interviews this week that will be aired in, almost all of them are going to be aired in September, but just a couple thoughts I wanted to share from each of those. I'm very aware that I missed last Saturday. My wife and son and I were traveling in Southern California for the week, so wasn't able to get one of these episodes out. But let's just dive in. And two admin points before we start. First of all, we are coming up on episode 300. Crazy excited for that. Just unbelievable we've made it this far. Steve Bain and I will be doing a road show. We're going to tag team that interview. So excited about that, to just kind of share some success stories and some other war stories in that one. And other one is, you'll see on our website now, we have a new swag portion of the website where, if you'd like, at cost, if you're a military member or veteran, you can purchase a ball cap stickers, polo shirt, or t-shirt. We do that 100% at cost. Or if you're not a veteran, we charge a few bucks extra to support the show. So had four interviews this week, really exciting. I wanted to share just thoughts in the order that they come. The first one was an interview with a gentleman named Mike Figliolo. And every time I say that name, I'm just terrified because I'm going to just butcher it and get it wrong. But Mike Figliolo, he is managing director of a company called Thought Leaders. And basically, he is an Army veteran who did a lot of training in the corporate world and now takes the lessons he learned to train executives. And it's more of a skills episode, which we haven't done as much lately. But by skills episode, I mean taking a deep dive on a topic that's going to be relevant to you regardless of what your intended career path is. And the topic was about executive leadership, executive presence, what it is, why it's so important to the veteran community, and how you can specifically cultivate executive presence. And one of the things that stood out to me, and he's written books on the subject, he's done videos on LinkedIn that have hundreds of thousands of views. One of the things that stood out to me was this sense of experimentation. And I really appreciated about that about Mike. And what he talks about is, for example, when you're in a meeting, and this can be in the military as well, when you're in a meeting, sitting back and seeing who holds power in the conversation. And I know this is probably skewed in the military due to rank, so maybe more in social settings it's more applicable. But seeing, you know, who seems to influence the conversation? Who do people tend to listen to? Who do people tend to repeat what someone else has said? And he uses this as a tool to learn what are different ways of holding power and influence, or what are different ways of cultivating executive presence. So, for example, he talked about, some people that he's seen wield power, they're not the most talkative in a conversation. They may be sitting back, observing, just taking notes mentally of what different people are saying, and then like a judo move, they insert themselves in the conversation with a poignant observation, and then they kind of step back. And what he talks about in terms of experimentation is observing how people do this and then trying it out, see if that works for you. And if it doesn't, great. If it does, even better. But starting to develop a toolkit through experimentation and observation. And I love this because we talk about in the interview how we go from the military where it's high stakes, high cost of failure, into the civilian sector where that is not true. And you have more room to experiment in low-risk ways, to try it out with friends, try it out with family, try it out in a workplace meeting, and see if it works and refine it and continuously iterate, continuously improve. And I think that Mike really embodies this because he has decades of experience. He has experimented many, many thousands of times. He has built up a library of different resources for himself. And that makes him have an extremely strong executive presence and the ability to cultivate that in others. So if that's of interest to you, that will be, let's see, episode 308. It's airing on September 19th. I'm really excited because Mike has a team of like 50 people. Not many of them are veterans, but we're going to still have them on the show to take deeper dives on topics that you all as listeners have given to us, things like reading body language, emotional intelligence, preparing for coffee chats. So we're scheduling those interviews right now. I want to kind of bulk up on these skills episodes. I know we've covered a lot of bases on different career paths, still a lot for us to do there, but I want to start doing more of these skills episodes. I think they're going to be beneficial to the audience. The next one that came up was a gentleman named Ken Coleman, and Ken is not a veteran, but he does, if you know Dave Ramsey is the third largest nationally syndicated talk radio show in America. Ken regularly hosts that show. Ken also does the Ken Coleman Show, which it's an interesting format where for 2 hours, he literally has listeners call in, and it's almost like a career makeover. People call in because they don't like their career, and he helps get them into a career that they will, or taking actions towards a career that will be more fulfilling for them, which, as you can imagine, has a lot of overlap with Beyond the Uniform. We came across him because one of our listeners listened to him. He had a veteran on the show. Ken prioritizes veterans on his show and help them understand how their military experience is highly desirable in the marketplace. One of the things that stood out to me in my conversation with Ken that's worth listening to is about the intersection of passion and talent. And for those of you who have listened to Beyond the Uniform for a while now have probably heard me reference my interview with Cal Newport. Cal Newport wrote a New York Times bestselling book called So Good They Can't Ignore You, in which he says that the advice, follow your passion, is the worst advice you could ever give someone, and how that really sets us up for failure rather than having what he calls a craftsman's mindset, in which you build a skill set. His premise is it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing. There's a way to just put your head down and get really good, develop a concrete skill set. And the more you do that, the more you'll be able to cash in that career capital for more autonomy, for more pay, for more freedom. Now, what I love is I think what a lot of Ken talks about in this interview is a beautiful corollary to that, which is finding where you're passionate, but also finding where you're talented. And he gives a great example with American Idol of you have plenty of people who are passionate about music, but they don't have the talent. And it makes for good TV because it's very embarrassing for them to realize they can't carry a tune. That yes, you have the passion, yes, you have the chutzpah, but you don't have the talent to support that. And so he talks about three different questions. Where he talks about who is it I most want to help? What problem do I most want to solve? What solution do I most want to provide and why? And we talk about this. I actually have about 7 minutes after the episode where I go into greater detail about this because I think it's a really beautiful framework for listeners. But to take time to go into great detail, to be reflective, to write down, it's a very tangible, tactical thing that you could do after listening to that episode to start to get clarity about your next career move, whatever that might be. And what I love about that is we talk a lot in this episode about how to get clarity, because I just personally believe that most listeners, most of us who have served in the military, once we have clarity, once we know what the mission is, what the objective is, we are unstoppable in pursuing it, but sometimes we may lack the clarity of what it is we want to do once we take off the uniform and once we make that transition to the civilian career. And I think that's true repeatedly in your civilian career. what you do for your 5 years out of the military, you know, you're going to need clarity again. You're going to change. Your desires change. Your family changes. And so it is a continuous process of getting clarity about what is the next right move for you. And that's very unique to each of us. So check that out. That is episode 309. That'll be coming out on September 23rd, so keep an eye out for that. I had two interviews today. I'm recording this on Friday, so it's been a Beyond the Uniform-centric day. The first one was with Aaron Barnes. He runs a company called Keto Butta, B-U-T-T-A, Keto Butta. It is, for those of you who know about the keto diet or keto lifestyle, I view it as the Navy SEAL of diets. It goes beyond gluten-free. It goes beyond paleo. It is even more extreme. But he talks about how he got into it because he had health problems, and this diet really made a dramatic impact on his life. And what I loved about this interview is he's really aligning his personal values around nourishing one's body, taking care of one's body, trying as much as possible to prevent illness through food and lifestyle rather than through medication. And so he's aligned that with his company, Keto Butta, which sells, it's beautiful packaging, but sells easy to consume, healthy, tasty snacks that or meal replacements that are also keto compliant. What I loved about this conversation is Aaron is a great example of someone who's continuously learning. He rambles off a litany, a laundry list of different resources for listeners. He pulled up in the video his Audible account, and he had, I don't know, 100 different books there. He's always learning. He's always finding, you know, his career path is entrepreneurship. So he's finding other entrepreneurs. What can he learn? What can he apply? And the thing that stuck out to me most is he's really good at experimenting. And so what he said after we stopped the recording is this contrast between grinding it out versus being smart and moving on. And I think it's a very difficult distinction. And so his specific example is he started in farmers markets. He was selling his product there. And after a while, he realized that because of his price point and because of that population, it wasn't the right spot for him. He was selling $8 or $9 at the time juices, and most of the line was for the $1.50 snow cone. One is cheap and not healthy. One is expensive and healthy. And so I can picture myself in his shoes just being like, I need to do more farmers markets. I need to grind it out. I need to put my head down and work harder. And I think what I admire about him is realizing, okay, great, there is potentially a path here, but there's probably a better place for me to sell this. And I think that that's great, a great lesson regardless of whether you want to be an entrepreneur or not. And so he's one of those examples. The other thing that I love about this, and this applies to both entrepreneurship as well as sales or product management, he talks about the fine line between listening to one's customers, hearing what they're saying, being empathetic, understanding where they have needs, and having your own vision, knowing where you want to take a product, idea, or company. And it is a delicate balance of knowing when to listen to the customers and when to say no. And saying no can be really difficult. And the final thing I took away from this interview is that a way of building up that muscle, of developing discipline, of really cultivating discernment can be obtained through these resources like audiobooks, YouTube videos. You can start to watch and observe others who are taking the path that you want to take. You can see what they did. You can understand how their mind worked. And it's not to say that you're copying that, but you're starting to build up a muscle of what is possible, what are possibilities, what are alternatives, and that can give you wisdom when really walking that tightrope between listening to customer demand and taking an organization, a team, a group, a family in a direction that you believe is right. So check that out. That's going to be episode 310. And that's airing end of September, September 26th. And you can check it out in advance at Keto, K-E-T-O, Butter, Butta, B-U-T-T-A dot com. And then the last one, I just got off the phone with Chris Beatty. This was a really exceptional interview. Chris runs a nonprofit. It is called Semper Canine. K is in kilo, 9 is in the number. SemperCanine.org. Most of the interview, we talk about a deep dive on that specific organization because they're helping the veteran population in a really inspiring way. So a couple things I just want to call out that are top of mind. The first is, this is a rare interview. You know, we spend 99% of the interview in the last 1%. 99% of the interview is talking about his organization. And then the last 1% is a little bit more about his personal journey. But his personal journey was in the Marine Corps, he dealt with canines. That was his job. He was training them. He was using them in Iraq in 3 different tours. He did that after the military as well. So it's a rare example of someone who in the military and then after the military really cultivated that career capital that we were just talking about that Cal Newport talks about. So it's really wonderful to see someone who cultivated a skill set for over a decade in the military and out of the military, and then applied that to starting this nonprofit. But I also think this is a great organization. I am hoping that many of you listeners will share this, may volunteer to help them, donate to help them, or even better, may realize that their services would be beneficial to you or to someone you know. They spend literally over a year training rescue animals to become service animals. And that could be for veterans with physical disabilities, or it could be to emotionally and psychologically support them. He obviously gives the examples of maybe a veteran who has a physical disability where the animal can help pick up items, open doors, push buttons. But what I thought was even more fascinating was how he can train them. And it's a very unique one-to-one process where he gets to know the animal, what their capabilities are, what their background is. He gets to know the veteran and what their unique needs are. And I thought it was incredible because he talks about 2 veterans who experience the same unit in the military, the same combat, the same injury, and they have 2 different desired lifestyles after their service. And so the way that they train the dogs is completely different for those 2 individuals who went through the exact same situation. But he talks about how they train animals to notice. Is the person biting their nails? Are they making noises? Are they tapping their foot? Are they crying? How can he train the animal to respond, whatever that might look like, but in some way helping them cope in that situation? Maybe helping get them outside, maybe showing affection, maybe just helping them get out of that remembered flashback and back into the present moment. We talk about in that interview, and it's probably no surprise to many of you, the challenges facing our military veteran community and how many people struggle with PTSD, with suicide, with isolation, with depression, so many visible and invisible wounds from war. And so I'm really hoping that this will spark a chord with you. Chris is a great guy. You can see, and he talks about for this nonprofit path, how he and his family have lived off of ramen for a long time or gone through power outages. And you know, he is just living in alignment with his values. He is living, in my view, for a purpose and a calling after the military that's really inspiring. And we also talked about, you know, he doesn't really enjoy a lot of these interviews that he does on podcasts, but he does it because he knows it's going to a good cause. So I'm hoping this connects with you as an audience, that you're able to further their message. It's a nonprofit. I think they're doing great work in the world. If you're curious, you can check them out now at semperk9.org. And I think that'll be a great episode just to make you aware of an organization that's doing some good in the world. And maybe that inspires you to find something similar that really uniques with the dent that you would like to make on the universe. That's all for this week. Stay tuned. Coming up for episode 300, special celebration there. Special thanks to all our listeners. Special thanks to all of you who have left positive reviews on iTunes. And special thanks to all of you who have sent in feedback or questions or guidance on what will better serve the Beyond the Uniform audience. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back on Monday and Thursday with new episodes, either of military veterans about their civilian career or doing a deep dive on skill sets that'll help you. Take care.